Don't you ever get that weird, uncanny feeling that like something's watching you or like something is just staring at the back of your head? Hey, buddy. You're a good guy. Damn, look at the claws on you. I'm gonna put these there. There you go, man. All kinds of good berries. Obviously, you don't want to feed wildlife, especially bears, because they'll associate humans with food, but I'm the only human out here. Oh, look at your little foot. I think while he's up there, we're gonna run back to the cabin and get the water dish. All right, I'm gonna go get the water. And I got us both some olives. I'm gonna put this here for you. Now you take care, buddy.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, January 28th, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we would do a Pole News Central day. Why not? Why not? I missed a week or two or three or whatever. It seems like it's been 3 weeks. I've missed the donation drive. I've fucked it all up. And depending on how much time we got left, I got a couple threads we'll go through. I got a couple quickies and two real threads. So that's the show today. Stick around. Gonna be great. The fundamental question will always be, what are we to do if passive resistance reaches a point where it really gets on the nerves of our opponents and they proceed to suppress it with force and bloodshed? Are we still to resist? If so, then we must, whether we like it or not, submit to severe and bloody persecution. And in that case, we shall be faced with the same situation which we should have had to face had we offered active resistance. In other words, we should have to fight Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler, best man to ever live. Quarterly donation drive. It is that time again where I beg for money for a week. Thank you for your continued views and support. I need to raise at least $45 to keep. Please donate to Pole News Central. Pole News Central gives us daily news. It's a very awesome resource to use for news. Yes. It has nice meme pictures. There's like different columns. There's Jew column, and there's actual news column, and there's nigger column, and there's Skittles column. Skittles. Let's go through a bit, shall we? Poland gave fighter jets to Ukraine in secret media reports. I believe it. Why not? They're right next to each other. Just push them over the border. Who knows? Same difference. How long till America sends fighters? We depleted our strategic oil reserve. We gave Ukraine all of our weapons and ammunition, and now we're gonna give them all of our tanks and jets. God, I sure hope Russia or China doesn't attack us while we have nothing. That would sure suck. That would sure suck, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Biden is the worst president ever. George Soros funds global fact-checking empire. Well, have they fact-checked James O'Keefe's video yet? What are the fact-checks bringing back on that one? I thought it was fake. I thought it was a conspiracy theory or something. Where's the fact-checkers? Where's the fact-checkers? Israel army kills 10 Palestinians, including elderly women. Women. Okay, so they kill like 10 Palestinian children daily. So... The Jews are evil. They're pure fucking evil. The kikes, they're pure fucking evil. They kill Palestinian children. Evil. Satire is serious. Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? Really? Really? They knew. Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? And it has the Globo Homo art. The Globo Homo art. Are you kidding me? IQify? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? These assholes. These assholes. You ban us off every platform. We scream from the rooftops and you call us conspiracy theorists. And now you're saying, why didn't we do more to warn you? Oh my God. Yeah. Go fuck yourselves. I'm glad you're dying. I'm glad you're gonna clot to death. I'm glad. Fucking glad. Get fucked. You deserve everything you're getting. They will try to harvest our blood, guys. They will try to harvest our fucking blood. They want our blood badly. Guard it with your life. Guard it with your life. They will bribe us with shekels. They will bribe us with shekels to steal our blood. That's what they will do. They will just pay us for it. They're assholes. They pay us dirt cheap, too. Oh, you... $100 for some of that unvaccinated blood. $100. You'll give us that blood for $100. Yes, you will. Yes, you will, Goyim. Yes, you will, poor Goyim. It's horrible. Fuck that. Fuck all of that. Actual news column. Best news column. EU urged to embrace war economy. War economy. We are in World War III right now. We're in it. Glenn Beck was talking about it. It was fucking fantastic. Maybe I'll make that the intro. Maybe that will be the intro today. It was pretty awesome. Glenn Beck is... How the fuck is Glenn Beck kind of knocking it out of the park recently? How the fuck could... Holy fuck, Glenn Beck. What happened? I used to hate you. I used to hate you so much. I hated you. I literally hated you. Now you're kind of decent. You're fat also. You gained some weight. Glenn Beck, holy shit. You let yourself go. You're just eating at restaurants every night. That's what you're doing. You're a bazillionaire. You have bazillions of millions of dollars. And you have a chef prepare you a meal every night. That's what happened. That's how you got fat. You just a stick of butter every night. That's what happens. Yes. War. We're in war. We're in World War III. We're sending tanks to you. A tank is an offensive weapon. A tank is an offensive, not a defensive weapon. We're giving an offensive weapon to Ukraine. Huge breaking exclusive. Hunter Biden email incorporated Obama State Department classified information was used to bring CIA operative to Burisma board. Wow, the CIA doing a bunch of illegal things again. Selling drugs, CIA? You're selling drugs. You're probably selling kids. They've graduated from drugs. They're selling kids now. I mean, really, that's what's going on, right? The FBI and the CIA have a huge underground pedophile child ring, right? I mean, right, right, right? It's a bunch of they're going to kill me. They're going to fucking kill me. Better stop talking about this. The growers are going to get me. Maybe they didn't see this part of my episode. Shh. FDA declines to regulate CBD, calls on Congress for fix. How about you just stop touching our shit and let us buy and do what we want with whatever we want? Fuck off, government. Fuck off. Fuck off. Let people do things. Fuck off. Near-miss asteroid to make one of the closest ever approaches to Earth. Well, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, don't care. Unless it slams us in the face, don't give a shit. You guys don't understand how much harder it is for something to slam into us than to go by us. So much easier to go by us. Because, like I said, gravity is a whale. It's like a whale. 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 It's like a whale. It's like that video I showed you guys. It's like a gravity sink. Okay, so when something goes near us, it kind of gets drawn into, by us, but it's not going to get pulled into us because gravity's weak. So a lot of stuff goes right near us, but it doesn't get slammed into us. It's rare. For it to have a dead-on, head-on collision with us, it's hard. It's hard. Plus, the asteroid belt protects us from a lot of those really big ones. We are in such a perfect Rube Goldberg machine of a solar system to give us the perfect little planet that we could survive on. We got real fucking lucky. We got real fucking lucky. FDA will ease ban on gay people giving blood. Why? They have AIDS. Why would you want AIDS blood? Why would you want AIDS blood? You just want to give everybody on the planet AIDS? Is that the plan? That's the plan, isn't it? Give everybody AIDS. Somehow I believe that's the secret plan. Somehow. I don't know. Don't know how I figured it out, guys. The secret plan is give everybody AIDS. We'll inject AIDS into them with the vaccine. We'll give them AIDS here. We'll give them AIDS there. When are you getting AIDS? AIDS. I honestly think people get AIDS and then they get this vengeance thing where they want to give other people AIDS. They're like, I'm infected with this horrible disease. Fuck it. I'm going to go kill some other people. Make them as miserable as I am. I mean, that's really what they do. They do that. That's the mindset these people are in. It's fucking insane. It's incredible. It's incredible. 5 Memphis cops charged with murder and jailed over Tyree Nichols. That's it, isn't it? Beating death. Fucking niggers. God, I hate fucking niggers. Niggers beating niggers up. It's niggers all the way down. So we had riots for what? One day? We got one day of riots, guys. One night. Where are the riots? Where are the fucking riots? I don't... It's the front of 4chan. Where are the riots at? Riots. Look, this is the only post we have. This is it. This is all we got. For those listening, it's a single fucking post. It has... As George Floyd. As George Floyd, there's no posts. Wow. God, these nigger riots, they lasted so long. Wow. Without that Soros money backing it all up, it's... Oh, man. You need to put pallets of bricks, and you gotta fund Antifa. There's a whole system to it. There's a whole system. You need the CIA. You have to have the CIA help you. The CIA knows all the good tricks with inciting riots and coups. They do it to a bunch of other governments. You think they can't do it to our own government? The CIA definitely helped orchestrate the January 6th thing as well. It's all a big fucking plan. That's my schizo shit. Is that schizo or is that just reality? Who knows? But yeah, it's George Floyd. How the fuck was George Floyd such a huge thing for like a year? Just niggers rising up to defend this guy that got a knee on his neck. And now a nigger's like got beat to death, but no one cares. What the fuck? Are people not seeing this? Are normies not seeing this? I had a guy come in today and buy this alcohol. And he's like, this alcohol is $4 cheaper at Walmart. I'm like, yeah, it is. You're right. You're completely right. Hard to compete with children's slaves. Hard to compete with that. And he was like, whoa, what? You don't say that to everyone, do you? It was like, what do you mean? I mean, it's Walmart. That's what they do. And then he kind of sat there for a second. He's like, I guess you're right. He was like horrified that I had said that. And then he kind of sat there for a second. He's like, oh, yeah, they do that. Oh, yeah. And he went about his day. Yeah, sorry for bringing horrific reality into your life, buddy. Yes, the Walmart has child slave labor, and that's how the prices are so low. Yes, go support them. Go buy some more liquor for $4 less. Tell me about it some more. Yes, it is $4 less. Yes, because they have children slaves. Yes. Yep. You're right. You're right. Oh, you're shocked and horrified now. Oh, hi. Oh, yes. Yeah, yep. Oh, but I'm right. Yep. Oh, I'm right. Okay. Nod. Yep. Go about your day. Fucking welcome to reality. We're living in it. We're living in it. I love just waking normies up moment by moment. Just a little red pill here. Little red pill there. Little red pill everywhere. You gotta give it in easy doses. Easy. You can't show your power level every day. You can't show your power level to everybody. You gotta be careful. I'll be selective with the power level reveals. I don't know. Not much else. We'll go into the actual threads of the day. We got a couple quickies. Here we go. Here's some quickies. Scientists discover shit flying out of your toilet. 2023. Still using the flushing Jew. Picture is why you should always close the lid before you flush. Disgusting footage reveals how a plume of particles can reach 5 feet in the air. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, we've known about this forever. This was a Shark Tank thing. A dude invented a thing to stop this on Shark Tank. They're like, no one will want to close the poop lids. No one will want to close the poop lids. It's like 10 years old, man. We've known about this for at least 10 years probably or something. Dumb. Anons being dumb. Posting old news that we already know about. Dumb. Then we got, I need $500. I'll lose my house. Please pull. I've been here since 2009. I almost did the 20... I went to say 2020 and in 2009. Fuck it all up. I reverse a Rui it every time. I don't have any friends or family now. I don't want to be homeless. I've been working overtime for the past 3 months to pay hospital bills. I'm so tired. Any help is appreciated, Cash App. As soon as I make it, I'll pay it back. Whoever sends me money. Somehow. Oh, we finally got banned. Thank fucking God this nigger got banned. His thread was up for so long. I reported the shit out of him 8 times. First off, why would you work overtime to pay off your medical bills? Why? Are you Walter White? You selling cocaine on the side to pay off your medical bills? If you have medical bills over $20,000, first off, I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. Holy shit. I may one day face those kinds of serious things, but first off, you need to look into the programs your hospital does. A lot of hospitals have special programs, especially if you're in a really rich area. If you're in an area with a lot of rich people, with rich people all around you, then there's a high probability that your hospital does some sort of like, go on this big list and eventually a rich person will donate and pay all of your bills because they're nice and not really. They just want to get a tax break on their taxes and donating money to help poor people pay their medical bills somehow gives them money back. Our tax system, but that's what they do. So they donate money to poor people like us and then we get our medical bills paid for, but not in a poor hospital. If you're by a poor hospital, I'm sorry. They're just going to kill you and take your organs. That's what they're going to do. You should probably drive the extra 10 miles to the rich hospital and get the bill because, oh well, you'll be able to pay it off easier, surprisingly. It's crazy how our system works, isn't it? Pretty crazy. But also, let's say you have no insurance. Let's say you get a bill. One thing to do to get them to reduce that bill by almost $100,000 is just ask for an itemized bill. Ask for an itemized bill that will reduce whatever you're going to pay that hospital by probably $100,000 right there. It'll go from $140,000 to $20,000 right there. So that saved you $100,000 right there. And what other tricks can we do? Well, go on the list for the rich people paying for your bill. Also, if you have to hold on to that debt for a while, do not pay the minimum payment of $100 and whatever. Do not pay that. That is dumb and retarded. And this isn't accruing interest, okay? This isn't like a credit card bill, okay? You don't have to worry about interest on this shit. It's a medical bill, okay? So this is what you're going to do. You're going to call the hospital up and be like, hey, hospital, I can't pay this $100 fucking bill. I'm poor. I'm a poor motherfucker. I can't pay it. They're like, you gotta pay it. You have to pay this. You have to. And you're like, I can't. Sorry. I do have a dollar, though. I have $1 because I'm a poor fuck, but I have a dollar. Would you like this dollar, hospital? And they'll be like, we want the whole amount. Please give us the whole amount. I'm like, oh, I don't have the whole amount, but I do have this dollar. Would you like this dollar that I have? And then they'll be like, their little shekel grinning teeth still be like, I guess we'll take it. I guess we'll take the dollar. And then they will take that dollar. And then they will say that you have paid that month. You're welcome. I just saved you $100. Or probably like $400 or some crazy shit. Who knows? I saved you a lot of fucking money just now. So enjoy that little tip. I put it in this thread too for that nigger. But there's some poor people tips for other poor people. Can save a lot of money on hospital bills in America if you know what you're doing. You have to navigate our GIB system that's full of GIBs. There's lots of GIBs to be had everywhere, guys. There's GIBs everywhere. You just have to know how to get them. Like all of our minorities do. See, the minorities help each other out. See. White people hate each other for some reason, so they just don't tell each other anything. They just hate each other for some reason. I wonder what that reason is. I bet it starts with Jewish and ends with kike. Anyways, he needs money for his mortgage. You should have paid for your mortgage before your medical bills, you dumb shit. I mean, you didn't have to pay your medical bills at all. If anybody has more than $10,000 in debt, I would really just consider debt maxing at that point. Just debt max. Fuck it. Fuck it. Honestly, fuck it. Debt max. If you have student loan debt, I'm sorry. I am fucking sorry you got scammed with that student loan debt. You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. You're an idiot. If you got hit with student loan debt, you're an idiot. And if you got hit with student loan debt and you didn't get your degree, holy fuck, you are on bottom tier IQ level. You are bottom tier IQ, sorry. You are low level IQ. You need to read some books, man. You need some fucking books. Need some books. You need some fucking help. You just got unbankruptcyable. What is the word for this? You cannot get rid of that debt. You are stuck with that debt forever. Sorry. Maybe if Biden one day gets off his ass and actually forgives your debt, maybe it'll go away. That's never happening, though. Next thread. anyone else get beat as a child? My dad's, quote, rod of discipline, unquote, he used on me when I was a child, found in the basement. Ooh, you have some memories, don't you, with that anon? Ooh, what a... Oh, this is beautiful. Look at this thing. This is white trash aromic. White trash aromic, whatever the fuck that means. This is great. Rod of discipline. And the discipline is... Like, it's so worn in from him beating his son's ass with it that it's, like, faded away just where it says discipline. Like, this is where his ass was hit every time with it. Or where did he beat you? I assume he beat you on the ass because that's where you would get disciplined at, on the ass. Yep. Looks like there's blood over here. Holy fuck, did he hit you till you bled? Damn. Brutal. It's insane that this rod is, like, so used that it is, like, worn away the wood. You were a bad fucking child, Opie. Holy fuck, learn. I mean, that just shows you the beating your child with a stick does jack all shit. Okay, it's all about the parenting, man. It's all about the parenting. I mean, does dad beat him with the stick till the stick faded? It faded the letters, it faded the writing, okay? Obviously, beating your child is not working, Dad. Holy fuck. Damn, man. Holy crap. Could have spanked you again tonight, child. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got the belt all the time, man. I got the belt. The belt's what I got. Oh, here comes the belt. Oh, man. There was this age I got to where they got the belt off. I remember this night so distinctively. I did something bad. Oh no, I'm going to get the belt again. So I'm fighting it. And I kind of just was like, I accepted it. I came to this realization. I was like, okay, oh yeah, I'm going to get hit with the belt again. Yep. Okay. And I accepted it. And when I started to get beat with that belt, I started laughing when he was beating me. And that made him beat me harder. I started laughing harder. Oh, man. I never got beat with the belt again after that day. That was great. I just didn't even give a shit anymore. I just didn't care. I just embraced the pain. It didn't even hurt enough anymore. I don't know. It didn't hurt that much anymore. I was like, it doesn't even hurt that bad. It goes away after they finish. I don't know, something clicked. I got it. Never got hit with the belt again after that day. This America says, my dad found porn on my computer. Instead of admitting I just like beating off to it, I said I was putting it on floppy disks and selling it at school. I received some belt spankings for that. He was never angry when he did it. Would say this hurts me more than you. Not angry, disappointed, etc. Shit was kind of odd. Meanwhile, my stepbrother just got slapped the fuck out by his mom with uncontrolled Mexican rage. I don't know if the rage seemed more natural than what my dad was doing. Well, dude, your dad was probably beaten as a child, and his dad was probably beaten as a child, and they continued the beating as a child through it was just how they learned, man. It's just what they were taught, bro. But I stand by, I mean, I think in very, very, very rare cases, violence should and could be used, but it should be rare and far in between. It should be very rare. It's like that time your kid says he hates you or something and you slap him. And it's like the one time in your life you've slapped your child. It's like, and they're just shocked by that you did it, you know? It's more, you didn't even do it hard. You did it kind of light. You're just shock value, you know? They get it, you get it. It's like, holy fuck, what just happened? This Latvian says, I never got hit. I tried slapping and correcting my first son, but it doesn't really work as well as you'd think. I basically never hit my kids now. It's really not useful and definitely isn't necessary. Yeah. I mean, your kids trust you, and when you hit them, I mean, you turn into a monster to them a little bit, you know? You go from this person that's guiding them and helping them to someone that's, like, trying to hurt them. I don't know. It's weird mentality. I don't like it. I don't think it's needed. Just go sit them in the corner for a bit. I think boredom is just as effective, if not more effective, than violence as a discipline for children. Because I remember as a child getting beat with the belt, and it sucked, and I hated it. But you know what I hated more? Sitting in the fucking corner, not being able to do anything. Just sit looking at the wall for 30 minutes to an hour. That fucking sucked. That sucked. And the only time it would get violent or something is if you don't obey the discipline. You know, like if I'm not going to obey the discipline and they have to physically, like, hold me in the wall or something. I don't know. Like, that's when it starts getting violent. Like, if I'm not agreeing to obey their discipline, that's when it would start to get physical discipline at that point. That's how I think discipline should be doled out. I just think a lot of parents take out their anger and stuff on their children, and they just, those aren't good parents. You need to be raising your children up, teaching them, guiding them, helping them succeed. Okay, finale thread of the day, last thread of the day. Poe predicts the day the nukes hit. When's it gonna happen, guys? When's it gonna happen? This dude says rolling for 2/20/23. So soon, really? So soon? Next month? Nah. And he gets no git, so yeah, good thing. This speaker says there'll be no nukes. I don't know, I think there'll be nukes. I think there'll be nukes this year, really. If it continues escalating, let me say it like this. If it continues escalating at the rate it is escalating and has been escalating the past year, I will say this year there will be nukes. If it continues escalating at this rate or faster. Like, we're sending them tanks now. If we send them tanks, then jets, then, you know, it's nukes are coming, man. Russia will have to flex its dick. Russia will have to show that it's not going to sit back and do anything. But I don't know, man. Also, the propaganda bomb the U.S. could unleash with that, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about the propaganda. I mean, that would be news 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's all anyone would be talking about is how Russia nuked somebody. That's all that would be on the news. It would be feeding into people's fears. Everyone would be like, oh my God, Russia used a nuke. Oh my God, Russia used a nuke. I don't even know what would happen. But Russia's got to be careful. They need to play it like, oh, this is a tactical nuke or something. And don't call it a nuke. Call it like a, I don't know, call it something else. Call it something else and play that fucking word game, Russia. Don't put nuclear or nuke anywhere in that name of that weapon. Be like, we send a stinger to them or something. Or we already have a stinger missile. We send a hellscape rocket. And that hellscape rocket blew up and it was a very large payload. But it was a nuclear. No, it wasn't nuclear. It wasn't a nuclear. But sir, we detected signs of. No, it wasn't nuclear. It wasn't. Yeah, you're lying. It wasn't nuclear. It was a very big bomb. Very big bomb. Not nuclear. No, I swear to God, it wasn't nuclear. You know, just do that. I mean, those tanks that Poland is giving Ukraine can shoot uranium, like artillery fire. Those uranium shells, long distances. It's crazy. High tech weaponry. Nukes don't exist, retard. He posts a redo of Healer. Yes. God, fuck you. I hate you, Anons. Pushing that nukes don't exist. You trolls. This guy says 2nd of November. Why not the 5th of November? Remember the 5th of November. The gunpowder treason and plot. 7-7-2077. I don't know. I think that's a bit far off, Anon. No one's getting digits. No one is getting digits in this thread. Kaket is not pleased. Oh, here we go. 4th of July, 2024. He says 4th of July, 2024. He got Triforce. Triforce. Checked big firework time. Triple checked. Oh, fug. Double trips. He did get double trips. 999-444. Holy fuck, I didn't even see that. It's confirmed the 4th of July, 2024 is when the nukes will happen. That's when the nukes will fly next year, actually. So I might be a little early again, guys. I might have called it a little early. 19 minutes from now. Nope. Oh my God, this guy was so close with tonight. 0000008. Oof. Woo, lad. Woo. Woo. So close. Kaket almost blessed us with nukes. This Jew says 6626. Samson option has been activated. Europe is no more. Fuck you, Jew. Everyone's saying tomorrow and now. And fuck you guys. 27th of April. He gets dubs. 27th of April. We got a 27th of April. This America says the digits in this thread are interesting. Yeah, to say the least. Tomorrow evening, Eastern Standard Time. 6-6. Double dubs. 6 dubs. This Italian says, just before I get laid. Yep. Right before you get laid, nukes. Oh my gosh. Tim Pool on his stupid podcast was saying, potassium iodide is completely useless and wouldn't save you at all in the chance of a nuclear bomb. It wouldn't do anything. It just blocks the nuclear radiation from you ingesting it in the area. You can't sit in the area. It doesn't protect you in the air. Fucking Tim, you're an idiot. Tim, you're such a fucking idiot. Yes, Tim, you take the potassium iodide and then you sit in the nuclear fallout for the remainder of your life? Like, what are you talking about, Tim? If a nuke just went off near you, you're gonna take the potassium iodide, you're gonna get the fuck out. That's what it's for. That's what it's for, you dumb shit, you dumb fucking nigger. You take the potassium iodide, it clogs up your thyroid gland, which you got that right, you got that part right, yeah. And then you get the fuck out. It's what it's for. It's to give you temporary protection while you get out of the fallout zone, Tim. And the fallout zone's pretty fucking huge. He's like, there's this new thing called nuke map. This new thing. Dude, it's been around for over 10 fucking years, Tim. You fucking retard. God, Tim, you're a fucking retard. He gets everything like 20% right. 20% right. 80% wrong. 20% right. 40% wrong. 40% ads with Tim. Fuck. Everything that comes out of his mouth is just 20% right. It's frustrating. It's like, you're so close, Tim. You're so close, yet so far away. Yeah, you want the potassium iodide because if you are blessed with not being in the fucking blast zone of the nuke, then you are probably in the nuclear fallout zone. It's pretty fucking huge. It's pretty fucking huge, especially if there's wind. If there's wind and they airbursted the bomb, then you're pretty fucked, man. Pretty fucked, Tim. In a pretty big fucking area, okay? Pretty big area. So I'm sure those people would really be wanting some potassium iodide because it's kind of useful for preventing you from getting cancer, Tim. Because sure, let's say you didn't have potassium iodide. What would happen then? Well, then you would exit the nuclear fallout zone and it would take you a few hours to get out, right? It would take a few hours to drive through the crowded fucking... Who knows if the roads are even working? You're going to have to walk out? What if you have to walk out of the radiation? How long is that going to fucking take, Tim? Okay, by the time you get out of there, you have like 5 different types of fucking cancer. You have 10 different types of cancer you're getting right there. 10 different types of cancer. If only you had had potassium iodide. If only you had had it. But Tim Pool told you it was unneeded. You don't even need that shit. You're a fucking retard, Tim. You know what's funny? I bet Tim... In that episode, which was like today's episode or something, or yesterday's, I don't know, one of the recent episodes, I bet you Tim's telling his viewers not to get potassium iodide. I bet you any amount of money, Tim Pool has potassium iodide in his house. I guarantee you, any amount of money, Tim Pool has potassium iodide. He sure as well fuck it. It doesn't really work, but I have it. Just in case. Just in case. But you don't need to have it. You're fine. Fuck you, Tim. Fuck you. We'll end on that. Fuck you, Tim Pool. You hypocrite piece of shit. You hypocrite piece of shit. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you, you bald piece of crap. You are a literal piece of poop. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
So, we're sending tanks. Flashback, flashback, flashback. Don't kid yourself, if we send tanks and airplanes, well, that is, don't kid yourself, that's World War III. Okay, what's changed? I'd like to know, what's changed? Have we had a debate on any of this? Are you for the $60 billion that we already sent over to Ukraine? Are you cool with that? Because I'm not cool with that. I haven't liked that from the beginning. Why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? There's no debate on the floor of the House and the Senate. We don't have that anymore. We don't do that anymore. So why are we debating the money? And then how come it was exposed last week? What was it? 10 executives from Ukraine, 10 different politicians had to resign because they've been funneling our money off. They're buying houses and vacations and sports cars. We all knew this. You knew it. I knew it. People who voted for Joe Biden, they know it. People who didn't vote for Joe Biden, they know it. Aren't we in this together as Americans? Because you're about to go into World War III. By the way, after Ukraine scored the U.S. tanks, Now Zelensky yesterday said, great, we just need now some modern fighting jets from America, and we'd like missile systems. What? First of all, who the hell do you think you are? Second of all, are you out of your mind? Apparently, yes. And so are all of the world leaders. And I have a very big warning for you. Already, the New York Times is washing their hands for Joe Biden. It is Pontius Pilate. Read the story in the New York Times that is talking about the tanks. Oh, you know, he's doing it reluctantly. Look, I wash my hands of this whole crucifixion thing. I see no wrong in this, man, but I will do what you want me to do. That's the way they are now presenting our tank deliveries. Joe Biden didn't want to do it, but Germany really forced him. No, excuse me. Our administration really wanted tanks there, but they wanted Germany to do it. And Germany, after we were pressuring them, said, we're not doing that by ourselves. You want us to do that? You send your tanks and we'll send our tanks, but we're not sending them by ourselves. Okay, Germany's pressuring us. We have to do it. Look out. Look out, America. Let me take you back to a place in history so you understand. If you are younger, you're not my age, you may not understand how things used to work and how they're supposed to work when you live in a democratic republic. December 8th, 1941. Franklin Roosevelt is wheeled into the Capitol, and then with braces on his legs, he struggles because he has polio, no power in his legs. He struggles to make it up to the podium. He grips that podium and he delivers one of the most famous speeches in the 20th century. December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. He then declares war on the government of Japan. Germany declares war on us. But why did he give that speech? To announce that we were going to war? He gave his speech so Congress could then vote on war. Now, it wasn't a long debate. It happened later in that day because we were attacked. The day before Pearl Harbor happened. So the vote was nearly unanimous. There was only one vote against and one abstention. By the way, the vote against was from a communist in Vermont. I think it was Bernie Sanders, but I'm not sure. The speech was historic, but it is important today to look at that and understand the gravity of it. In the U.S., as per our Constitution, there's a process. We allegedly have a way we're supposed to do things like committing our military to war and spilling not those in Washington, not their blood. Hunter Biden is not going to the front lines. They are not even discussing the blood of our children, our treasure, our good name. FDR, that wasn't a photo op. He was asking Congress, democratically elected officials, to vote to give him the authority to go to war against Japan, because that is the process. Well, you're not going to have a choice. You're not going to have a choice. It will be December 7th. That'll be the first time they actually discuss it in Congress, when we are hit with a massive cyber attack from Russia in response. Think of this. You're in the Soviet Union, and people are like, oh, we're not fighting a war against the United States. Well, your response most likely would be, the hell we're not. They're sending them all of the missiles. They're sending them the technology. They're sending them the bullets. They're sending them now offensive weapons. This is not a defensive weapon. A tank is not a defensive weapon. It is an offensive weapon. And it even says in the Pontius Pilate is really a good guy article on this today, they even say this is for the offense that Zelensky is planning in the spring. I have to tell you, we're at war with Russia. We are at war. The Biden administration and the war hawks on both the right and the left have decided that we don't need to check with you. We don't need to vote on things. We don't need a consensus. They're just the stupid people. For those of us who grew up in the Cold War days, those who grew up in the Red Dawn 80s era, we only imagine tanks rolling across Europe against Russians, the Russian T-72s, and see U.S. F-16 Fighting Falcons going against MiG-29s. We saw that because they were going to attack us, and then it quickly just went into nuclear war. For those of you who might have been wishing for that, well, your fairy godmother called Joe Biden just granted your wish. We are sending tanks, and we're now allowing several European countries to send F-16 fighter jets. Full stop. No joke, folks. The cream of the crop of U.S. weaponry is going straight up against the Russians on the ground and in the sky, and it will be war. But no vote, no debate. We don't get a say-so. Do you have a say-so on anything in your life? Did you have a say-so with this government? Do they actually work for the people? Is this a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? I gotta tell you, no on all three counts. No on all three counts. You tell me what's going on. You tell me when you were consulted. TARP, it was an emergency. December 7th, it was an emergency. We had to deliver TARP. There was barely any discussion. We did it. We just did it. The money printing. By the way, with TARP, you were left out in the cold. The banks got everything. But then the Fed just went out of control on its own. A private corporation in bed. This is a private-public partnership. This is what it means. The Fed, a private corporation in bed with the government of the United States, just starts printing money. Did you okay $7 trillion to go over to foreign countries between the crash of 08 and 2020? Did you okay that? Were you cool with all of this stuff? No, you didn't really have a choice. How about were you cool when they shut down your business but opened Home Depot? Were you cool with that? Were you cool with, you must take this vaccine? Maybe you might have been, but are you still cool with it now that we know? And don't take it from Robert Kennedy. Take it from Bill Gates. The vaccine didn't work. And yet they're still trying to force you to do it. The masks don't work. Yet they're still trying to get you to wear a mask on an airplane. Did you know the administration was fighting for that? Was that a fight for you and what you wanted? Or was that a fight for what maybe they want? Do you hear anybody battling for voter ID? Nobody trusts anything anymore. Why? When you have about 80% of the American population, but that's all sides, 80% are for voter identification, but they're not passing that. Why? It ain't because they work for you. Because if they did work for you, they had already passed it. Did they ask you when we left that billion-dollar airport and handed it to the Chinese? Did they ask you for permission? Were the American people for the way we left Afghanistan and gave our weapons, just gave them to the Taliban? Did they ask you about global warming? It ranks last in almost every poll on what people are concerned about. And yet, they've elevated that to the most important thing. They even lied to you and said, no, this is an inflation project. This is an inflation bill to curb inflation. John Kerry, out at the World Economic Forum, said, we all know that was a global warming bill. That was generally a climate bill. They went behind your back. They knew you wouldn't be for that, so they changed the name, dressed it up. They lied to you. Do they represent you? When they couldn't get anybody else to do it, they couldn't get the government because of that sticky constitution, they just came up with ESG. And they're having their banking partners, you know, the ones they gave trillions of dollars to, of your money. Did they ask you if we should close down our exploration for gas and natural gas? Did they ask you about the bathrooms? Are you cool with what's happening with women's sports and CRT? Are you cool with what's being taught in our schools? When you stand up, they call you a terrorist. Let me ask you, who's in charge of this country? Because this is not a democratic republic. In a democratic republic, you ask for permission. And it may not be directly to the American people. It's to Congress. You have a copy of the U.S. Constitution? Get it. You have a copy of it? Go find one if you don't. It's in a history book. Well, not a new history book, but it'll be in a history book. You got one hanging on your wall? Look in your kids' homework. I'm sure there's something against it there. I doubt they'll print the whole thing, but there it is, black and white. It's crystal clear. We are not a monarchy, and we are not an oligarchy. We aren't a communist committee. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Russia is a nuclear power. They have the largest arsenal of nuclear weapons in the world, and Putin is running that country. And Putin is very, very Putin. Now, that's not a reason to run from someone. The question, can we defeat Putin in Russia? Yeah, we can. However, have you been reading? We have depleted our military. We don't have enough recruits. This would mean selective service. They can't staff the military. Why? Because they're doing things that you're against. I know this sounds old-fashioned, but you better get on the phone with your congressman, your senator, send an email, call them today. Don't send hate mail. Just write them and say, hey, what are we doing? I pay taxes. I help my frail neighbor cross the street. But I'd like to know why F-16s are shooting down Russian planes over Europe. I would like to know why we are sending tanks in, an offensive weapon. Do you want World War III? I will tie all of this together. And the questions you should be asking. But this is of critical importance. So why is this all happening? Why is this all happening? This is happening because we are so busy fighting Republican versus Democrat that we don't understand that the real fight is happening at a global scale. The real fight is collapse the West. Russia's trying to do it. China's trying to do it. Collapse the West. But we are also trying to do it because it's financially, it's inevitable. It's inevitable now. Okay? It's going to collapse. But what are the elites doing? They are putting together the framework of what it collapses into to protect them, not you, but to protect them, TARP. They knew a collapse was coming. So what was TARP? It was a framework so they could be caught, not you, but they would be safe. This is the same thing that is happening now. And they have the framework. Joe Biden just said 6 months or a year ago, this, we send tanks and airplanes. Make no mistake, folks, that's called World War III. And now we're sending tanks. And mark my words, next it will be missiles and airplanes. Why? What is the real plan here? Do they work for you? Because they haven't consulted us in a long time. Do they work for you? Are they really trying to preserve our freedoms? Or do they have a different plan?